Today we are learning Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We are at Amar Rava, third line on the page. Amar Rava, money mishtaya, the kelim that used for drinking, b'metalalta, they should be in the sukkah. You're allowed to leave them in the sukkah. They're not disgusting. They're not something that are distasteful to leave in the sukkah. Money michla, kelim that you use for eating once they're already dirty. Bar mi metalalta, you should get them out of the sukkah. They are gross. Chatzba v'shachil, if you have a pitcher that's made out of pottery that you draw water with, or a pitcher of wood that you draw water with, even though they are drinking utensils, bar mi metalalta, you get them out of the sukkah. Ushraga, a candle, bimetalalta, can be in the sukkah. Va'armila, and some say, bar mi metalalta, the candle also has to be outside of the sukkah. V'lo pligi, habasukkah gdola, habasukkah ktana. It depends if you're dealing with a large sukkah or a small sukkah. In a small sukkah, you would not want to keep a candle, and therefore you should not leave it in the sukkah, because there's a concern that the sukkah will burn down. But a larger sukkah, there will be no issue with keeping a candle in the sukkah. So main point number one is we list which items may be kept in the sukkah and which items cannot be kept in the sukkah because they are ma'us. They are considered to be disgusting. Yardu geshamim, at what point when it rains are you allowed to leave the sukkah? So we had said in the Mishnah, when the porridge gets ruined. So Tana, when the Mishnah says that it's misha tisrach hamikva shel greasin. It means a porridge made with greasin, where it gets ruined even with a little bit of rain. It doesn't, even if the other food does not get ruined. Abaye have a kayasa kamed Rav Yosef b'metalalta. Abaye was sitting in front of Rav Yosef in the sukkah. Nosh of zika, a wind blew, v'kamaisi tzivasa, and the pieces came off of the schach into the food. Amlu Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to the people there, panuli mani mehacha, get my kelim out of here, we're getting out of here. Amle Abaye, so Abaye says, how are you allowed to do that? V'atanan misha tishach mikva. I thought it's only when the food gets ruined, and we didn't get to that point yet. An unbelievable chiddush that if someone is a mufunuk, if someone is more sensitive to these things, so you could say for me that's considered as if it's already gotten to the point where it's unbearable. So main point number two, mishtisrach hamikva may be different for mifunakim, for people for istinism like Rav Yosef. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that has other dinim relating to rain on sukkahs. If a person was eating the sukkah, it rained, and then the person left the sukkah, meaning yarad means he went down from the sukkah, because they used to have their sukkahs on their roof, so he went down back into the house to finish his meal in his house, and then as soon as he starts eating in the house, we've all had this happen to us, we notice that it stops raining outside. Ein matrich nosolalos. We don't have to trouble him to go back into the sukkah at shigmar sudaso till he finishes that meal. And if he was sleeping in the sukkah and it started to rain and he went inside and then he noticed that that the rain stopped, he does not have to go back into the sukkah until it's time to wake up, until it's morning time. Ibailu, so asks the Gemara, ad sheyeor, is the word ad sheyeor until he wakes up from his sleep, even if it's the middle of the night? Oh, ad sheyeor with an aleph, and it means until it becomes light outside. So Tashma, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. Ad sheyeor v'yal amud ha-shachar. So it says that ad sheyeor and amud ha-shachar comes up. So tardi, it's two separate zmanim over here that contradict each other. Ad sheyeor sounds like the whole eastern side of the sky is lit up, whereas aliyas amud ha-shachar is way earlier. Ele'ema ad sheyeor with an ayin v'yal amud ha-shachar. That it has to, both things have to happen. That he has to have woken up, and it'll already be Amud HaShachar. But short of that, he does not have to go back into the sukkah. So if one leaves, main point number three, if one leaves the sukkah because of the rain, he does not have to go back until either after his meal or after he wakes up in the morning, after Amud HaShachar. Now, the Mishnah had said that when the rain comes down in the sukkah, it's as if an Eved is coming to pour a kos for his master, and the master just pours a whole pitcher over his head. Mashal ma davar doma. So Yibayilu, mi shafach l'mi. We said it's shafach lo kiton al panav. He pours the pitcher in his face. Who pours? On who? Is the Eved Shofech Likiton on the face of the master and he's not serving him properly? And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing us with the rain that we're not serving Hashem properly, and therefore staying in the Sukkah is not something that is impressing Hashem in any way, and that's the pouring of the water in the face of the master? Or is it no, that the master is pouring the water in the face of the Eved as if he's telling him, get out of here, I don't want you to serve me. So that's what the rain is doing. The rain is the pouring of the pitcher from the master to the servant, from Hashem to us, saying, I'm not interested. So Tashma Aligmar says, here's how it goes. We'll bring a raya. Titani, the Braisa explains, Shafach lo rabo kiton al panava amrlo ef bishimushcha. It's the master pouring the water on the servant's face, as if he's saying, "I don't want you. I don't want your service." Now, once we discuss simane klala, like rain on Sukkos, the Gemara is bringing other things that are simane klala. Tan Rabbanan, bizman shechamaloka. This Gemara was very popular this past year when we had the solar eclipse. Everyone referred to. Where does the Gemara talk about it? Sukkah chavtes. When the chama is loka, meaning when there is a solar eclipse. Simin ra l'kola olam kulo. It's a bad sign for the whole world. Mashal ma'adavidom el-melech ma'asavidom shas suda la'avada v'iniach panas lifnehem. It's like a melech that makes a suda for his avadim, and he leaves a lantern in front of them, and then in the middle of the suda, kas alein v'armalavdo tol panas bipneim v'ashiv v'machoshech. In the middle of the suda, he gets angry, he tells his servant, take away the lantern, take away the light, and let them sit in the dark. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing. Right in the middle of broad daylight, he covers up the sun, and it gets dark in the middle of the day. Tanya, Remei Romer calls man Shema Urus Lokin. Whenever the luminaries are suffering, meaning are afflicted, Simin Ra L'Soneim Shel Yisrael. It is a bad sign for the, literally translated, the haters of the Jews, but it really means the Jewish people. It's a euphemism. Mepnei Shemelumadin B'Makosehen. Because when someone is getting punished, it is usually the Jewish people. Mashal the Sofer Shabbalah Be'Sefer Etzu Biyado. As a mashal, the Gemara gives a very interesting mashal. Imagine a teacher comes to the classroom and he's got his whip in his hand. You know, he's clearly in a bad mood. Someone's going to get punished. So mi doeg, which of the students starts to worry? Misha ragilukot b'chol yom v'yomu doeg. Obviously, the student that gets in trouble all the time, he's the one that's going to worry because he realizes that he's the one that that is going to pay the price. Tanu Rabbanan, bizman shacham aloka, simin ra l'ovdei k'chavim. Now, when the sun is loka, it's a bad sign for the ovdei k'chavim. But levan aloka, simin ra l'sonem shal Yisrael. It's when the moon is loka, a lunar eclipse, is a bad sign for the Jewish people. Why? Mivnei she Yisrael monim la'levana. Because the Jewish people count by the moon. V'ovdei k'chavim l'chama, and the goyim by the sun. So this is a third shita. This is a third shita as to what causes, as to what the signs in the sky are. So the first shita was that when the sun is loka, it's a simin ra for the whole entire world. The second shita was that no, whenever anything is loka, it's a simin ra dafka for the Jewish people. And here we have a third shita that when the sun is loka, it's a simin ra la'ovdei kuchavim. The levana is loka, the moon is loka, it's a simin ra to the Jewish people because the Jewish people count their calendar based on the lunar cycle of ovdei kuchavim lachama and the ovdei kuchavim based on the solar cycle. Loka b'mizrach. If the sun is eclipsed in the eastern part of the sky in the morning, simin ra liyoshvei mizrach. It's a bad sign for people who live in the east. B'marav, it's on the western side of the sky. Simin ra liyoshvei marav. It's a bad sign for the people who live in the west. Be'emtza rikia, if it's in the middle of the sky, simin ra l'kol olam kulo. Then it's simin ra for everybody. Pun of domin l'dam. If the sun looks like blood, it's red like blood, cherev baliolam, it means that there's going to be blood spilled. Lasak, if it looks blackened, chitei ra'av baliolam, it means that there's going to be famine in the world. Lazo v'lazo, if it's a little black and a little red, then cherev v'chitei ra'av baliolam, then both of those terrible things are going to happen. Laka b'knisaso, if the sun is eclipsed when it's first entering in, then peronos show a lavo. I'm sorry, not when it's first entering in, when it's about to set late in the day, that means the suffering is going to happen in at some later time. It's not going to happen so early on, be it siyaso, but if it's eclipsed early in the day, so meheres levum, that means the suffering is coming very soon. Some say it's the exact opposite, that if it happens late in the day, it means that the sun doesn't have much time left, because it's about to set, and therefore the Puranas do not have much time left. They're going to happen very soon. Whereas if it's early in the day, it means just like the sun has plenty of time left, the Puranas still have plenty of time left. Every nation that gets punished, its gods get punished with it. Shenemar, uvchol Elohim Mitzrayim esesh shvatim, ubizman sheYisrael losim ritzono shel makom. But when the Jewish people do the will of Hashem, ein misyarin mikolelu, they don't have to worry about any of this stuff. Shenemar, meaning all the signs in the sky and the redness of the sun and all that, you don't have to worry about any of it if you're doing the will of Hashem. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem el derech hagoyim al tilmadu me'osos hashamayim al teichotu. Teichas is a lashon of fear. From the signs of the sky, do not fear. Ki yechatu hagoyim mehema, the goyim have to fear that. Ovdei kochavim yechatu ve'in Yisrael yechatu. It's the ovdei kochavim that have to fear, not the Jews. So essentially, main point number four, that when the chama is loka, it's a simin ra, because we are the most, we had three shittos of what's a simin ra, like we said before, either that it's a simin ra for everybody when the chama is loka, or chama is a simin ra for no matter what's loka, no matter what eclipse happens, it's a simin ra for the Jewish people because we are always the ones that get whipped, or it depends. Chama is a bad sign for the non-Jews, levana for the Jews, but the real bottom line is that when we do the will of God, we have nothing to worry about. So let's do this last brisa. This last brisa is going to teach us four things that are brought upon by four other things. So Tan Rabban, Bishvil Arba Dvarim Chama Loka. Because of four things, the Chama is Loka. Al Av Bezin Shemesvin Nisbet Kalacha. If an Av Bezin dies and doesn't receive a proper aspid, Val Naram Rasa Shetzaka Be'ir Vein Moshiela. A Naram Rasa was Nebuch getting abused, and she cries out, and no one responds. Val Mishkav Zachar on homosexuality. Val Shnei Achin Shenishpach Daman Ke'echad. And if two brothers are both killed at the same time. So all those four things cause an eclipse of the sun. And for four other things, there could be an eclipse of the moon or the stars. Al kosei plastar, people who forge staros. Val midei de sheker, people who testify falsely. Val megadli be'madaka b'Eretz Yisrael, people who raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Val kotzei ilanos tavos, people who cut down fruit-bearing trees. On account of four things, people who are wealthy lose their money, gets given over to the government. Amashi shtaros prum, people who hang on to shtaros that have already been paid up, as if they were going to use them to get paid a second time. Val malvi beribis, people who lend money with interest. Val shayasipek biyadam limchos velo micho, people who have the ability to object to over avera and they choose not to. Val shaposkim tzedakah barabim veinam nosin, and people who decide to give tzedakah, who make a commitment to give tzedakah publicly, but then end up not giving the tzedakah. There are four things that cause the possessions of Bali Batim to be hidden from them. People who don't pay their workers. People who delay paying their workers is the first one, even though they want to pay them. People who don't pay them at all, they just steal the payment. People who throw off the burden of responsibility from themselves and place it on other people. Val gasas haruach, and arrogance. The gasas haruach keneged kulam, and arrogance is more chumer than all of them together. Aval ba'anavim ksiv, we always want to end on a positive. When it comes to humble people, we say va'anavim yirshu eretz v'zangu avrov shalom, that humble people will yarshin eretz Yisrael, and they will enjoy an abundance of peace, because they're not going to lose all of their things. So hadron l'chayashin, this is the end of the second parak of Masechta Sukkah. Ezra Hashem, next time we will begin the third parak of Masechta Sukkah.